Can I start?
One second.
Okay.
Okay. So today's class be given by His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhu. I thank everyone on the call who has joined today and waited patiently. Prabhu, you can take over now.
Okay, thank you, Mother. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 19th chapter, verse number, text number 118 onwards. Shivananda Senere Putra Kavi Karnapura Rupere Milana Swagranta Like Yache Prachura. Text number 11. Translation and offered by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai translation. In his book, Chaitanya Chandrodaya, Kavi Karnapura, the son of Shivananda Sen, has elaborately described the meeting between Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kalena Grandavana Kelivarta Lupe Tetiktam Kaya Paitum Vishisha Kripamratam Amratena Abhishishesha Deva Tatraiva Rupam Cha Sanatanam Cha. Translation. In this course of time, the transcendental news of Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan was almost lost. To enunciate especially those transcendental pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami with the nectar of His mercy to carry out this book in Vrindavan purport. This verse and the following two words are from Act 9, 38-29-30 of the Chaitanya Chandrodaya by Sri Kavi Karnapura.
Yaprangayeva priya guna gunerganda bando pimukto geya dasadrasa iva paramurta eva piyamrutam primalapo dridatara parishwanga rangeya praya yugam tam shri rupam samam anupamenanujagraba. Deva.
So, translation. From the very beginning, Srila Rupa Goswami was deeply attracted by the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, he was permanently relieved from family life. Srila Rupa Goswami and his younger brother Vallabha were blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although the Lord was transcendentally situated in His transcendental eternal form at Prayaga, He told Rupa Goswami about the transcendental ecstatic love of Krishna. The Lord then embraced him very fondly and bestowed all His mercy upon him.
Priya Swarupa Daita Swarupe Prema Swarupe Sahajabirupe Nijanurupe Prabhuraye Karupe Tate Narupe Swavilasa Rupe.
Translation. Indeed, Srila Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, whose dear friend was Sarup Damodar, was the exact replica of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was very, very dear to the Lord. Being the embodiment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, Rupa Goswami was naturally very beautiful. He was carefully followed the principle of enunciated by the Lord, and he was competent person to explain properly the pastime of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded His mercy to Srila Rupa Goswami just as He could render service by writing transcendental literature. 122.
Yemate Karnapura Like Stane Stane प्रभु कृपा कैलया चे रूप सनातने ट्रांसलेशन द कैरेक्टर्स ऑफ श्रील रूप गोस्वामी हैव दस बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड इन वेरियस प्लेसेस बाय द पोएट कवि कर्णपुर एंड account has been also given by how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his causeless mercy upon Srila Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami. 123 Mahaprabhu re yatha bada bada bhakta matra rupa sanatana sabare krapa gaurava patra. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were the object of love and honor for all great stalwarts. Devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 124. Kehe yadi deshe yai deke vrindavana tanre prasanna karene prabhu parishadagana. If someone returned to his country after seeing Vrindavan, the associate of the Lord would ask him question.
Kaha tahan kai che rahe rupa sanatana kai che rahe kai vairagya kai che bhojanam.
They would ask those returning from Vrindavan, how are Rupa and Sanatana doing in Vrindavan? What are their activities in the renounced order? How do they manage to eat? Those were the questions asked.
Kai che ashta prabhura karene sri krishna bhojanam tabe prasamisya kahe se bhakta ganam.
The Lord associate would also ask, how is that Rupa and Sanatana Goswami are engaged in devotional service 24 hours daily? At the time, the person who are returned from Vrindavan would praise Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami.
Anikete dune ivane yatra vraksha gana yata vraksha gana eka eka vraksha ritale eka eka ratri shayana.
The brothers actually have no fixed residence. They reside beneath the tree, one night under one tree and the next night under another.
Vipragahe stula viksha kaha madukarin suksharuti chane chivaya boga pariharin.
Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami beg a little food from the houses of Brahmanas, giving all kind of material enjoyment. They take only some dry bread and dry chickpeas.
Karunya matra hate kanta chinda bairvasha krishna kata krishna nama nartana villasa.
They carry only water pots and they wear torn quilts. They always chant the holy name of Krishna and discuss his pastime, the great jubilation they also dance.
Asta pravara krishna bhajana chari danda shayane nama sankirtana sehe nahi ko na dine.
Translation: they engage almost 24 hours daily in rendering service to the Lord. They usually sleep only an hour and a half, and some days when they continuously chant the Lord's holy name, they would not sleep at all.
Kabu kabu bhakti rasa shastra kahe likana chaitanya kata sune kare chaitanya chintanam.
Sometimes they write transcendental literature about devotional service, and sometimes they hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spend their time thinking about the Lord.
Ek kata suni mahan tere mahasukahaya chaitanya re krapayane tanihi ke vishmayam.
When the personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear the activities of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they would say, what a wonderful person. What is wonderful for a person who has been granted the Lord's mercy proper. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami had no fixed residence. They stayed beneath the tree for one day only and wrote huge volumes of transcendental literature. They not only wrote books but chanted, danced, discussed Krishna and remembered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. Thus, they executed devotional service. In Vrindavan, there are Prakata Sahajas who say that writing books and even touching book is taboo. For them, devotional service means being relieved from these activities. Whenever they are asked to hear recitation of Vedic literature, they refuse, saying, what business do you have reading and hearing transcendental literature? They are meant for neophytes. They pose themselves as too elevated to exert energy for reading, writing, and hearing. However, few devotees under the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami reject this surgical philosophy. It is certainly not good to write literature for money and reputation, but to write books and publish them for the enlightenment of general populace is really service to the Lord. This was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's opinion, and he especially told his disciple to write books. He actually preferred to publish book rather than establish temple. Temple construction is meant for the general populace and neophyte devotees, but the business of advanced and empowered devotees to write books, publish them, and distribute them widely. According to the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, distributing literature is like playing in great mridanga. Consequently, he always requested members of International Society for Krishna Consciousness to publish as many books as possible and distribute them widely throughout the world. By this following footstep of Srila Rupa Goswami, one can become Rupananda devotee. 133. Chaitanya, Krapa Rupa, Likeya Chaina Apana, Rasam, Mrata Sandhu, Gantere Mangala Charanam. Srila Rupa Goswami has personally spoken about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his auspicious introduction of his book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Radiyasya Prenaya Pravarte Hamvaraka Rupa Api Tasya Hare Pada Kamalam Vande Chaitanya Devasya. Although I am the lowest of man and have no knowledge, an inspiration to write transcendental literature of devotional service has been mercifully bestowed upon me. Therefore, I am offering my obeisance to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality Godhead, who has given me the chance to write this book. Emata dashe dine prayage rahiyem Shri Rupa siksha dila shakti sancharyam. For 10 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Prayag and instructed Rupa Goswami, empowering him with the necessary potency. This is confirmation of the statement of Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitara Pravartanam. Unless one is especially empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot spread the Krishna conscious movement. An empowered devotee sees and feels himself to be the lowest of man. For he knows whatever he does is due to the inspiration given by the Lord in the heart. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadadi buddhi yogam tam enamam upayanti tetem. Those who are constantly devoted and serving me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. To be empowered by the Supreme Person of the Godhead, one has to qualify himself. This means that one must engage 24 hours daily in the loving devotion service of the Lord. The material position of the devotee doesn't matter because devotion service is not dependent on material consideration. In his earlier life, Srila Goswami was a government officer and grihastha. He was not even a brahmachari or sannyasi. He associated with the malechas and evanas, but because he was always eager to serve, he was qualified recipient for the Lord's mercy. A sincere devotee can therefore empowered by the Lord regardless of his situation. In the preceding verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami described how he was personally empowered by the Lord. The further states the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Yayasya harirdasya karmana manasagiram niklasvapi avastastu jivan mukta sauchaten. A person acting in the service of Krishna with his body, mind and words is a liberated person even in the material world, although he may be engaged in so many so-called material activities. To keep oneself free from the material contamination and retain the Lord's favor, one must be sincerely eager to render service to the Lord. This is the only qualification necessary. As soon as one is favored by the mercy of spiritual master and the Lord, one is immediately given all the power necessary to write books and propagate the Krishna conscious movement without being hampered by material consideration. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namam Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायिते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिसे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्यं प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदादा शिवासदि गौर भक्तवंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So the previous verse 117, by entering the heart of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him to ascertain properly the conclusion of all truth. He made him experience devotee, those whose decision correctly agreed with the verdicts of disciplic succession. Thus Srila Rupa Goswami was personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The principle of devotion service are only apparently under the jurisdiction of material activity. To be rightly guided, one must be personally guided by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or spiritual master. This is the case of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Acharya. Here, the lesson to be learned from here, though Kavi Karanapura also is empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was small, Shivananda Sen usually used to take him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he named him. So when he named him when he became Kavi Karanapura after writing his book Chaitanya Chandrodaya. So he had parents upbringing him to the Chaitanya Leela. So he was knowing most of the Chaitanya Leela because Shivananda Sen used to come every year bringing so many people, and he has got so much association of this, he started writing. And this book has become one of the very famous books about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. And in that also, he has written about Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, how they are empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here, Rupa Goswami is, you know, associating with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He stayed 10 days, you know, telling the absolute truth, what is necessary of Srila Goswami and his younger brother Vallabha. So he was completely best and he was bestowed all his mercy because it was necessary for him when materialistic people to be bestowed, otherwise it is impossible. All these acharyas, when they write a book, they, you know, beg mercy of acharyas, previous acharyas. When our Srila Prabhupada was about to come to America, he was in the night, one of his close friends was hearing Prabhupada was crying and he was sweeping Rupa Goswami, you know, Samadhi Mandir and Sanatana Goswami, and he was crying, please bless me. He was crying to have the blessing of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. He knows without their blessing it is impossible for him to go to America and get, you know, whatever his spiritual master and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movements is there. So it is very, very necessary for us to understand, to beg always mercy of these acharyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unless they give us mercy, it is very difficult for us to advance in our spiritual life. because without mercy, nothing can move. So that is the 1% grace. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased us, where we are helping in the movements of ISKCON, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moons, he will be empowering us without any doubt in that. So here, again, it explains what is the characteristic of Srila Rupa Goswami. He is the personified of humility. He doesn't bother about all material opulences. He was almost a wealth minister in Nawab Hussain Shah, and he was so much power he has got. He could have, you know, built so many small kingdom also if he wanted, because he was so much pleased. But he never did that. He was thinking he was fallen, so much fallen. When he and Vallabha named that Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gravati Senama. He told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the person who, you know, gives Krishna all over the world, and we are the most fallen. It is not that you have done a great job delivering that to people, but we are most fallen than them. So if you deliver us, you are really beneficent. So Jagai Madai, according to Rupa Goswami, they have not done much more harm to people rather than them. But we should understand them, why they were working for Nawab Hussain Shah. It is not that they wished they want to work. If they didn't work, he would have massacred so many Brahmins. He would have made them convert into Muslims. So Islam. So he was, they were very, very, you know, they sacrificed themselves to work under, you know, Nawab Hussain Shah. It was imposed on them. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was knowing, because he's sitting as a super soul. He knows everything about these two people, three people, Vallabha also. And especially at home, they were almost, you know, learning Bhagavatam and many long language. They were learning Quran and other things. And essential things they learned, that without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, they can't get, you know, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they went to that place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they got the mercy of all the Vaishnavas there, including Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they could escape the clutches of the Nawab Hussain Shah. And when the right time has come, it looks like many times we also thinking why you are not progressing so fast. But we complete surrender, complete dedication, complete sincerity, complete hard work, everything comes to the absolute platform, then there is mercy will be flowing to us. Sometimes we are far away from there. Sometimes we are very near. When we are nearing, we feel the importance, the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how we should get it. And in that stage, we love everyone, irrespective of their condition and other things. So one of the time, I don't know whether I told this past time or not, one of the time, Ramanujacharya, after honoring Prasad, he washed his hand in Kaveri River. His remnants was falling down, and one of the fish immediately, you know, ate that, and it became four-handed Vishnu palm, and the aeroplane came and took that fish into the Vaikuntha. So disciples were asking Ramanujacharya why they could not get four-handed and they go to this thing. He said, it is not the external things. You have to be deserve for that. When you deserve, everything will be. Because you don't have that much faith, whatever I'm talking, whatever I'm doing. This is, Lord want to show what is the power of a acharya, what they can do. Of course, Srila Prabhupada has done much more than that. You know, delivering the most fallen soul like us, especially me, I'm talking. So he has come, he has given us all the opportunity for us to elevate from this fallen condition. That's why everything can be conquered by what are the things he has given us. So here we are seeing the example is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how they accepted his, you know, mercy, and they went, how everyone was asking, how are the Rupagan Sanatana Goswami, because the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was always praising them, because they never stayed one more day in same under the tree. They were moving, and they are writing many, many volumes of books, and especially Chaitanya Charitamrita and Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan. They were excavating so many kunds. It is very difficult otherwise for us to, you know, enjoy when our relish this kund. There are Radha kund, Sham kund, Kusum Sarma, Govinda kund, Brahma kund, Lita kund, Vidura kund. So many things are there. So many things pastime. Every tree is, they say, it is wishful thinking. So whenever some Maharaj takes us, they ask us to embrace all the tree. Because we have got materially short of time. We think one or two trees is enough. But whenever we get chance, we have to embrace all the trees there. Because it is witness the pastime of Krishna. So that is what Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, by writing literature, thousands of literature, and pages, so that we can learn what is exactly Krishna's pastime is done. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also relishing while going through. And why is instructing? Because this instruction is given to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami so that they can fulfill Lord's wish in the future generation. Otherwise, we know that even the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, you know, vanished for some 100 years or so. So again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when it came, it showed that right time, right place, and right circumstances, it will reveal again the what are the past times of birthplace of it will be revealed, because the time is ripe for the devotees to see the past time, because they are empowered also. This Acharyas, why they are empowered? Because it is the benefit of the future generation like us and future generation. That's why Srila Prabhupada used to always say, write books so that it will go on practicing. It is said that three things one should do. They should chant the name of the holy name of the Lord every day. They should read books and they should write some experience, whatever they understood about that. And in the future, it may be useful to others. Because in this material life, the lifespan is go on decreasing. From 120, it is already reached 90, 70, 80. Then last stage, it comes to 20 years. In 20 years, what are they can read? So the essence is most important. Essence, what are the Maharaja's right? That's most important for us to read this essence and accumulate this. And again, write that essence again, some of the readers who can write, writers. Because they are empowered. All are cannot be empowered. There was a, you know, incident where elephant want to take part in the race. So elephant with so much, you know, enthusiasm started race. But so many animals were racing. They are much, much more speeder than them. So elephant ultimately lost the race. He said, okay, now next time I will prepare myself for 1 year. So he was doing some, you know, weight reduction and some exercise, some everything fit for. Again, next year, there was a race with the animals. Again, he lost. He was depressed. He was thinking, why I didn't win? Because we should know that the potency of one individual, of any nature, it is meant for him. It cannot be copied for others. That is the potency of Sanatana and Rupa Goswami. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found it and he asked them, not only them, Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, and other Goswamis also were there, but these are the people, the main, who excavated most of the things with the other two people, Bhugarbha and so we should know that once we see some people, why they are not doing this, they may not be having that much potency with them. They may be having some other potency. There was a one watch repairer in our devotion, in the, one of the temples, also in this temple. And he was, some for reason, he was, you know, removed from there. Of course, Srila Prabhupada saw his potency. He said, nothing doing, you have to bring him, otherwise I will not start the opening of the temple or something like that, festival. So they brought him with, you know, knowing that he's a watch repairer. he shows Prabhupada always. Prabhupada once used to say to one, you go and preach in China, and one disciple is say, you sit here so that you can preach to so many people. That's why we know that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when he asks three people in different three things, one Raghunandan has to do devotional service, his father has to earn money for, other one is to write books. So many examples are given in the scriptures. What is their potency? According to that, they have to work like that. Otherwise, it is difficult. Now, marathon comes, we have to distribute books because it is our main business of ISKCON is to distribute books. So we should know that our potency is there in that because we are empowered. When we are empowered for this, it will miraculously, the book flies away from our eye and other things. We are not the, actually to get credit from that because it is empowered by Acharya, because our Acharya is empowered so that this literature goes to hand to many people so that they will also get benefit of this literature. So whenever we want to do something, we have to take blessing of the Lord and all Acharyas, because otherwise if we think I am doing this, then there is no way we can progress, because it is always a mercy of Guru, Shastra and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So wherever we know that we have to take blessing, mercy of our spiritual master, we have to do that. There is no question of becoming proud of what we achieved. People usually do not care what is our spiritual life. They do care how spiritual we are, our behavior, everything. Definitely, it makes a lot of things. Some people always give happiness wherever they go, and some people give happiness when they go out of the, whatever class or whatever this thing, because they give so much problem for others. So there are few incidents in Srila Prabhupada also, when one gentleman is telling, I am God. So he was all the time telling. Then Prabhupada said, now sit down and listen to me. Then you can say, who are you? So he was coming in between. So some people have got that habit to come in between. So that we should be careful. We should not be to the problem. We should be part of the solution, not of the part of the problem. So here, whenever our relationship with our relatives, everything, that is very essential. But the real relationship is service to the Krishna. If all the family members come together, pray together, stay together, then the relation center of it should be Krishna only, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then it is a real relationship. All of the relationship in this world is very temporary. Here, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is empowering all these acharyas? Because that related to Krishna, because it's Krishna's pastime, which is we contemplate on that whenever we go there, whenever we read that, Vrindavan Parikrama, Vrindavan Leela. All these leelas are most important for us, because that is the only thing in this world which can relish us maximum. Otherwise, there is no question of any other thing to relish. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Knowledge of the Absolute, Chapter 7, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Mai Ashakta Manapata Yogam Yunjan Mad Ashraya Asam Matsayam Samagramam Yata Jnana Sita Shrinu. The Supreme Personality of the Godhead said, now hear, O son of Partha, how by practicing yoga in full conscious of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. We have got so many doubt in this world, whether I will go back to Godhead, whether this lifetime is there or not. When we completely surrender to Lord and we have got all the relationship, because this material relationship we have to overcome by tolerating, mitigating and emigrating out of that. Otherwise, we are all the time thinking, why this happened to me? Then we are in that mood only, but we have to tolerate it and we have to mitigate it and we have to emigrate from there. Then our attitude, negative attitude in the life goes away and it comes to positive vibration will come. When the positive vibration comes, we are going near the Lord. Our action based on four factors. One is our past karma, that is samskara coming of our previous life, then upbringing of parents and other relatives, and our association with whom you are associating, and free will prompted by pushing our choice, whether it is right or wrong choice, and ultimately Krishna's mercy. So if you see, Dhritarashtra was as good as personification of Kali, because he was making quarrel between, he could have stopped it, but he was. And whereas Duryodhana was like listening, which is very selfish, where Satami was a terrorist, because he was all the time poisoning others. So that's why whenever we listen to this pastime of Krishna association, how he tried to avoid war. Again, he didn't try to avoid war. Both the time he does, both the ways he does, because it is ultimately beneficial to all the mankind. Here also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he does, sending Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, and before that, he Bhugava Goswami and other people he sent. Why? Because this is more important for us, his pastime. Understanding each pastime, if we really want to know, it takes months together. It is not that we are going. In this material world, every gadget is given to us to save time. But what is happening? It's not happening like that. We waste time more on gadgets rather than saving time. Washing machine has come. Why? Because it has to be saving time. By handling, we wash. It takes long time. But in olden days, when they're washing by hand, they get enough exercise. Drawing water from well, they get enough exercise. They never went to a doctor many times. After life, they must have gone once or twice. Even delivery was happening in the house without any complication. Their educated diets were there. If you see, all this, what is beneficial in the previous life, is going away, taking us away. When grandmother was there in the house, she used to tell what to do, what not to do when a child cries or not, or what change, what to change, or what to feed, anything. Just by giving, whenever there is abdomen pain, just rubbing over the abdomen, the whole pain is subsided. This knowledge is always there with our ancestor. This is also comes from one family to other. But now, in a small cup, people want to go to doctor because not understanding what is the nature of the cup. When it's sound by, sound of the cup, just seeing grandmother say, this is pertussis or this is whooping cough or something like that, they will say, they will diagnose, then they really go to that. Our mentality is there, we want to everything fast. But Lord has patience. Like that, we have given always example. A owner of the dog waits as it does all these activities. Then he takes it back. Like that, Lord is always waiting patiently for us. But our mindset is very, very sometimes bad. So we have to mind our mind. So develop positive nature. Then we should know that, one more thing we should know, that we are a tool in the toolbox. Some people may be hammer, some people may be screwdriver, some people, everyone is necessary. It's not that anyone is not necessary. Everyone is necessary in that toolbox. In the material world, everyone is necessary. We have to take everyone so that we can have a picture and we can carve a picture of the deity of Lord. Then everything is used for the service of the Lord. So in previous times, in a village, whenever the marriage is there, everyone is invited, even carpenter, everyone in that village. So their profession-wise, there are already four, Chaturvarna Mahasaya. It is there. Now also it is there, but it is not understood deeply why that is division is there, because Krishna made this. So whenever there is a marriage, they used to call all the people, viewers, everything, and they used to give some present there. That presentation we also, you know, exchange, that six types of exchange, we know that. That is going on from the previous. It is not that we have done recently. They were always there. So here we have to see our culture, which was there in the, you know, succession because of the tradition, families, they follow this tradition, which is more important for us. Otherwise, Indians also know they have got very patience. Their patience is much more better than anyone of the world. That's why some people always say, why Lord is, you know, always takes, you know, appearance in Bharat Varsha. Of course, one way Bharat Varsha is whole world, not only India. So, but even if you say that most of the pastime was Lord and excavation, it is century old. It's not one day old. So we can relish everywhere we go. One of the Ayurvedic pandit asked his disciple, student, go and get one plant which doesn't have medicinal value. That gentleman went, this student went everywhere. He could not see a single, you know, plant which doesn't have a medical benefit. But in the course of, you know, due course, everything is lost. So we know that every spice of every plant has got medicinal value. We should know where to use, how to use, when to use. Then it gives a better value. Like that, when we chant the name of the holy name, we should know why we are chanting. We are calling Radharani for engaging us in a Krishna service. So when we call her, so we should be, when we invite her, we should be prepared to greet her, so that we should not think of other things in that way. So when we hear what we are chanting, then we know we are greeting her, so that she will listen to her, Radharani. We listen to her, she will put ourselves in the service of Lord Krishna. That's why we have said one of the times how the humility and, you know, Duryodhana, it is told many times, Duryodhana and Yudhishthira was sent. Duryodhana sent there to see all, whichever part they are moving, just see who is better than him. So Duryodhana came and said, there is no one better than me. Everyone has got some fault, because in his whatever he wants to see, because it is within him. Just like you can't get orange juice from mango. You will get only mango juice. This is the habit which is inside is coming out. So when Yudhishthira was sent, just see who is worse than you. So he went there. He said, everyone is better than me. No one is, you know, as bad as me. Everyone has got some good quality better than me. So it is the way you see the world. It is judged by, world is judged. When you are judging the world, we know that what we see, what we learn, and what we value, then only we will see the world better than us. Otherwise, we are always thinking, I am better. There is usually the whole world, something or the other is better than us. So we should respect that person or their family or everything. So we want to be enjoying this world. When we thinking of enjoying, what for we are enjoying, we should ask ourselves, what is the benefit of this enjoyment? Whether it will harm me or whether it will relish me, relishes us. Yes, if it relishes us permanently by taking the name of the Lord, connecting Lord, and bringing many people to the Lord, then it's really. So patience also, we have to differentiate. In garden fern, it grows from the moment it is put water. Within 10-15 days it grows. Whereas Chinese bamboo usually doesn't grow. within 15 days, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. After 3 years, started going. But it goes so fast, it goes to 100 feet also. It is so fast. So it is, there is inborn qualities are there. We should not think this fellow is mild. This fellow is, you know, takes long time to understand. It's all right. But once he understands, he may be far superior than us. He may go very faster than us. So we should know why this is different. If you see Nelson Mandela, Teresa, Mother Teresa, Srila Prabhupada, externally they may not be very, very beautiful. But what is their internal beauty? But this world is mostly the perfume bottle. If you see externally, they are so beautiful. Inside, we don't know how it harms us. But the depth of these acharyas are so much that we can, every day, we can understand. That's why you should choose to respect, not react. It is not necessary to react what they are telling you, because we have to respect them. They have got so much to, you know, reveal the whole pastime of Lord Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we are, may not be ready for that, because our brain, you know, 30 ounces or 30, 60 ounces brain cannot grasp all these things and, you know, respect them for what they achieved. So why we are known as Rupa Nagas, that's the reason, because we are following the footsteps of Rupa. He has done so much, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, for us. So we should respect them, all these acharyas. Whenever their parents are disappearing, we should contemplate all the time what they have done, what is the benefit to me, how can I relish it, how can I respect them, how can I remember them, how can I take the mercy of them. Then the mercy really falls on our back, so we can relish it. That's why Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, though they could have family members, they could have enjoyed much more than that, because they had enough opulences. The respect was there, position was there, money was there, house was there, everything was there. But they never did that, because they know this is not going to help us. This is not permanent. Tomorrow, king may be angry, he can put him in the, you know, prison house also. But Lord is not like that. Lord is always, whether we like or not, he always loves us, irrespective of our nonsense. So we should know that this is more important for us to know that irrespective of us, Lord loves us. One of the times, Prabhupada was asking, Ishwanandana was asking Prabhupada, you know what is in your books, so why is that you like to hear us read them to you? Prabhupada said, I didn't write these books. Krishna wrote them, because he meant forward. One day Ishwanandana was reading Sri Krishna, when Prabhupada asked him to read one paragraph. After he heard it for the second time, Prabhupada said, these are not my words. They are changing my words. He turned to Tamal and said, my English is not good. Tamal said, your English is perfect, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, then why you are changing? He said, do not become like a leapfrog and try to jump over your spiritual master. This is the worst thing the disciple can do. Write them immediately and tell them not to change my books. I never saw Prabhupada angrier than that he was that time. He wanted only spelling errors and grammatical error change, nothing else. In Vrindavan 1977, the Gurukula was built, and we carried Prabhupada in his rocking chair to take a tour of it. As we went to a different place, one devotee said, this is my room, Prabhupada. Then another one said, this is my room. Prabhupada was upset and said, you are all concerned about your own room. I built this school for children. Fill it up with students. This building is for students. The same thing happened when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was blaming his disciple. They are fighting which room they want. Then Siddhanta Saraswati told Prabhupada, you remove the marbles from that, sell it and print books. How important. But Prabhupada's nature is, you know, going one step ahead. He wrote books, he distributed it. From that money, he has built temple also. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur telling it is not necessary to build more temple rather than distribute books. But Prabhupada did both the ways. How smart he is, we should know that. He distributed so many books and the money came, he built so many, you know, temples for the benefit of, because one temple can distribute books they can preach, they can do David deity service, they can establish nice surrounding and their positive wavelength in that time, and everyone is accommodated there. This is more important. So always Prabhupada is always one step ahead because he's completely surrendered to spiritual master and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in a letter, Prabhupada was telling some disciple was asking the permission from him. He wants to get married. So he said whether I should get married or not. So Ishanandan was the person. So he said, Prabhupada said, okay, is my blessing is there always with you. But you remember, you follow four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds mantra every day, and this will protect my only request that you don't become an ordinary karmi, a foolish man. He wasn't concerned with one ashram, whether a sannyasa or grahastha, he wrote. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered these things are external. Prabhupada warned us to become an high minded Vaishnavas. He wanted us to become really good Vaishnavas, not which ashram we belong to. We may be sannyasi, we may be grahastha, we may be brahmachari. It hardly matters because it is all external. So we should know that wherever is there, we are, we should follow these regulative principles. Then we shouldn't. So any changes comes, we should be concerned, but we should not, you know, disturbed by this change. We have to be, because some of the unavoidable changes comes in our life. We should be prepared for that. How we prepare for that is only by adjusting ourselves, because we are only concerned. If we're getting some dreaded disease, it's because we never expected. We may concern. We may be, you know, disturbed, but we should not disturb. We should be concerned. Then everything is smooth. So most of the time, these changes may not harm us because we may be going towards Krishna more than that. Like Prabhupada is warning us most of the time. Why is warning us? Because we know we are conditioned. We are conditioned, so this regulative principle is most important most of the time. And because of this, we will be, you know, reaching Krishna consciousness much more faster than that, because Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jivadoya, then Ruchi, Nama Ruchi, and Vaishnava Seva, which is most important, because Krishna always says, I will be pleased when you serve my devotees of the devotees of the devotees. So we should know that. So Parikshit Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1887, Nanu Devasti Kalam Sambha Taranga Iva Sarabu Kushalani Ashu Siddhanti Netrani Kirtaniyat. Parikshit Maharaj was a realistic, like a bee, only accept the essence. He knew perfectly well. In this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effect immediately. He was never envious of person of Kali also. He was never envious. He was given place also because he knows this is place for Kali. So whatever advance we are doing in our spiritual life, it will bring immense and immediate reaction for the benefit of us. So we have to be, whatever we are doing, we know that we will be benefited much more than what we deserve. This is, but again, we should not desire so many things in life, because when we are deserve, everything is coming. Because this Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami also suffering from, you know, material thing, but they were given enough time to change it. They changed so much, so they were, you know, at the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could change. And because of Sanatana Rupa Goswami, we have got so much literature and so much to read. Our life is very, very small for that. So we should not waste by, you know, Kajalpa and other things, Ramakata, and thinking of, you know, so many things. Instead of that, we read most of these books and we can go back to Godhead. I'll stop there. Any correction in the letter. No. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you. Very, very nice class. Really, example of the scooter, I mean the toolbox that you gave, how everything in the toolbox is used. It was very, very sweet. And also, Prabhupada's pastime, as usual, every time we make it a point to say Prabhupada's pastime and the contribution of all the others. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Yeah, that same pastime they were telling Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada immediately cut them. Why you are telling Jai Prabhupada? You should tell Jai Hare Krishna, not Jai Prabhupada. Because he knows this material world, tomorrow they will say himself. He asked his, you know, disciple to chant his name, why Prabhupada? So Prabhupada knows all these things in future, what will happen. So he was immediately correcting the disciple immediately. He cut them. So ultimately, now everyone should be connected to Krishna, to Prabhupada. Of course, we should not forget our Acharya, that's also most important. At the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna gives most credit to his disciples, I mean his followers rather than himself. But ultimately, we have to connect all these people, disciple, procession, ascending or descending order. That is our motto. We cannot forget anyone of that. Future, who knows, all these Matajis can be remembered by many people. People like you, people in the future books. Because we have seen Urmila Mataji's name, everyone's names comes. Who knows, one of the names of yours might come in the future literature and everyone will remember what sacrifice you people have done in this world. Hare Krishna, any correction, any questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Sorry, Dandvat Pranam, all the Srila Prabhupada and Guru. Such a wonderful class. Thank you very much. Especially you, Prabhuji, Sanatan Goswami, Rup Goswami, and especially for Japa time, what is our mood, Srimati Radharani.
Yeah.
So all the points Prabhuji touched to heart, Jai Shri Radhi.
Thank you, Mataji. Mataji, can we stop? It is already 11.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much. So, end the call. Mancha Kalpita Rubyasya Kripasin Rubyasya Namaha Kandya Vaishnava Vibhya Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnava Randaki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhu
Ki All Vaishnava Vaishnava Ki Jai
Hariya Prabhu
Ki Jai.
Thank you.